Hello, and thank you for calling in a customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can try to pull account, please?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Thank you for calling in a customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can try to pull up your account, please?
60629.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. First and last name, please.
I'm sorry.
Your first and last name, please.
LaDonna.
All right, Ms. Brewer, verify your full billing address, if you would.
2410 West 66th Street.
City and state, please.
Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you so much for that information. Looking over the account, it shows that you placed an order with Advance Wireless on January the 22nd.
No, I didn't. Looks as...
Okay.
That's why I'm calling. Because I did not, either one of those, that $60.97 and that $43.97, I did not place those.
Okay, so did you place any order with the company?
Yes, I did. I ordered some earbuds that was $5.95 and a second pair ad for a cup something. It was something like that. And that was the only order that I ever placed. Okay. I never placed another order after that.
All right, Ms. Brewer, let me explain to you what happened. Okay. On January the 22nd, you placed an order with the company Advance Wireless. Two sets of earbuds and a lifetime warranty. You paid $31.96. It looks as if it was a 14-day trial that was signed up for. It wasn't canceled within the time allowed. It expired, so you were charged for the retail value of the actual product, which was the wireless earbuds.
Okay, but when I saw the ad and everything, it didn't say any of that.
All that information, the company has it listed on their website. So the first set of earbuds was $60.97, which was charged to your account on the 13th. And the second set you received at a discounted rate, which was $42.97. That was also charged to your account.
No.
I can do for you, go ahead.
Maybe I could send them back. I don't want that. I don't want them.
Okay. Now, you would be required to pay shipping and handling and a restocking fee.
And what is that?
The restocking fee is normally 10%. Right.
Because I didn't see anything that said, what I saw was earbuds, you can get them for $5.95. And then you can get a second pair for $3-something for another pair. It just said nothing about a trial after 14 days. It said nothing about that. I still have the email.
Okay.
Because if I would have saw that, I wouldn't need to order them. I could have went to a store and bought some for less than that.
Okay. So you have a few options. I can provide you with the 35% discount on the charges and you just keep it, or you can send it back at your expense and be charged the 10% restocking fee.
Okay, how much would the 10% restocking fee be?
I'm not sure, ma'am. The company will issue you a refund minus that.
Okay, you said a 35%. If I keep them, then it'll be a what? 35% off?
Both the charges, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you don't know how much that would be, do you?
I can provide you with that. Just give me a moment.
Okay,
I'll have to put it in the system and see what it'll be.
Okay.
All right, just a moment. I'll place you on a brief hold.
That's crazy. not even, why would I spend $60 on some earbuds that's not even like AirPods or nothing? Like, they just regular earbuds. No, this don't make sense.
All right, thank you so much for your patience. After looking over the information, it looks as if with the 35% discount, you'll be charged, well, you'll receive $21.34 back on the $60 charge and $15.04 back on the $40 charge.
Oh, man, I just really wish I would never order these earbuds right now. I just really wish I would never order this. Because that's not even half the money that you guys took off my card yesterday. You guys took $105 off my card yesterday. And that's not even half of it back. I'm just so upset right now. I might end up sending those back, and I want to pull my full refund.
But you're still not going to receive the full refund because they're going to deduct the 10% restocking fee on both of those items. Give me a moment. Let me see if there's anything else that can be done regarding this. Okay. Thank you for your patience.
This is too much. I just really wish I would never get that email and seen those AirPods. I wish I would never seen that and never would have ordered those. Because I ordered it. Now, when I seen the email thing, it said earbuds, $5.95 for one pair, and you can get a second pair for like $3-something. And I didn't see no thing say you can get a 14-day trial. And if you don't cancel in 14 days, they're going to charge you the full price for them. The first earbuds was $60-something. And then the second one's going to be $43. I didn't see that, but that's what she said it was supposed to be on the thing. And I didn't cancel it in the 14 days, so they charged me for the full price yesterday. $60 for the first one and $43 for the second one. I could have went to Walmart and bought some regular little earbuds that don't have no name on them for less than $60 and less than $43. Only reason I ordered them because I seen $5.95 and the second pair for $3-something. I didn't see no thing that say you have a 14-day trial to cancel this. No, I didn't see that. I'm so upset right now. Not my full refund. If I she said if I keep them, then they can give me a 35% off on both, which is they'll put $21 back, and then from the $43 they'll put $15. That's not even half of my money. Like that's not even half of both. But if I was to send them back, then I'd be charged for 10% of what it costs for a restocking fee. And I'll have to pay for the shipping and handling to go back. It was an email that came through my thing from UPS and saying you got a, there's a reward or something or whatever. And I pushed on it, and then the first thing came up was the earbuds. That's why I'm thinking it was a, you know. Yeah.
They did that to the other one, and they had their, they not gonna give you money back because they got their rules set in place that you ain't read everything.
I didn't see it.
I know, it's not your fault, because that's how they be scamming people, because that same thing happened to my friend, and she ain't getting none of her money back either. And like she kept contesting it with her distributor and her thing. Well, maybe if you get, I don't know what bank she had, but like if you got a bank card, this is a distributor on your bank account, and they get your money back. I don't know if she distributed it or not. Like, we, I just stopped asking about it, but.
I don't have $105 for them to take off.
Thank you so much for your patience. I was able to speak with the supervisor, and I was able to get a 50% discount on the charges for you.
Okay.
So that amount can be added back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. A cancellation can be sent to your email within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. So I will receive the email letting me know that
the account is completely canceled.
Okay.
All right. Bear with me just a moment. Let me go ahead and put this information in the system, okay? Thank you for your patience.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold on for just a moment. Thank you so much for your patience. I was able to go ahead and get that canceled. Like I said, you should receive that email within 24 to 48 hours and the refund back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a
great
day.
You're more than welcome, Ms. Brewer. You as well. Thanks for calling customer service.
All right. Bye-bye.